Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of 1,000 Clowns.
And to talk about it, our guests today are two of the actors from the show. We have James Jensen, who's playing the part of Murray. Welcome to Stage Talk, James.
Thank you.
And we also have Caleb Swan, who's playing the part of Nick Burns, who is our guest today. Welcome to the show, Caleb.
Thank you.
Well, James, let's start with you. This is a show that goes back to the early 60s. It premiered on Broadway in 1962 by Herb Gardner. It's one of those wonderful shows that sort of stands the test of time. Tell us a little bit about the show and maybe your part in it as an introduction to our talk today.
Well, the show's about the character Murray Burns, and he's the kind of guy who goes his own way, marches to his own beat, and he's basically trying to stay outside the system. He used to work for Leo as his gag writer on a kids' TV show.
And it was called what, Chuckles?
Chuckles the Chipmunk.
Chuckles the Chipmunk, yeah. Right.
So he's kind of stayed outside the system, and his brother, who means well, has tried to get him to settle down and become part of the world around him. But he's balked at that for his whole life. But then 6 years ago, his sister dropped off his nephew Nick at his house and just left him there. He's taken care of him. He's raised him on his own for a while, but now the social workers are getting involved and stuff, and so now everyone around him is trying to get him to, like, give into the system.
And what part do you play?
I play Nick Burns. I'm basically the kid.
The kid that gets dropped off.
Yeah.
Middle-aged nephew.
Yeah, the middle-aged nephew.
A middle-aged nephew, I love that. Middle-aged in what sense?
A middle-aged kid.
Well, Murray's raised him for 6 years, so he's taken on all of Murray's, affections and stuff, and he's become like him.
Yeah.
You could have met middle-aged in the sense of 10 to 12.
I'm 13.
So what's your relationship like, as the character, relationship like with your uncle?
With Murray, it's basically, he took me in because my mom left him there, and he's just been raising me ever since, and helping me, and I want him to get a job badly, just as bad as everybody else does.
And I'm getting it from him, too, so
yeah.
Throughout the play.
So
why don't you have a job? What are you...
Murray would say working for Leo, and being in that system, it's either you... At one point, you have to make that decision. Do you keep going forward and just completely give in yourself and become part of the whole system, or do you step away? And at one point, he just decided, I'm just walking away from the whole thing.
But he's not walking away from his responsibilities to his nephew.
No.
He sort of turns his attention to...
No, he loves having Nick around. Yeah. It's been a great relationship between the two. They have their own little song and dance routine and the gags and jokes that they do and impersonations of Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson. And it's a
Peter
really
Lorre.
Fun show.
So how would you do an impersonation of Alexander Hamilton?
Exactly.
That's one of the funny parts.
Yeah. The script just tells us to do really serious voices and stuff.
Yes.
And, of course, we do it for my ex-boss, Leo, who showed up at the apartment to try to get me back, because he really wants me back on the show.
Mm-hmm. So give us a sample.
Oh, yeah. He tells us, Leo, that we can do this impersonation. So I sit there and go, hello, Alex. How are you?
Hello there, Tom. I say, you should have been in Congress this morning. There was quite a debate done.
That's Thomas Jefferson and
Alexander Hamilton.
I'm Alexander Hamilton.
I saw them, in my mind's eye, I saw them sitting next to me here in the studio.
That good.
Well, so Murray was a writer for this show called Chuckles the Chipmunk.
Yes.
Sounds like a pretty silly kind of a show. Is that why he leaves the show, or why does he specifically leave the show? Or
I think Murray was not just the writer. I think Leo was really dependent on him personally and professionally, and he became more and more like that. And because Leo as a kids TV host starts losing himself in it. He starts relying more on like audience surveys and to know what's funny, and he forgets what's funny himself, so he tries to put that on Murray. You have to do all these surveys, and he tries to tell Murray how to write the show and stuff. Mm-hmm. So at some point Murray's like, no, I'm the writer, and I know how to write gags. If you're gonna tell me how to do this, I'm leaving.
And Leo's being played by Doug Casey.
Yes,
Casey.
Brilliantly by Doug.
Yes.
it's the funniest thing. He chews up the scenery there for a while. It's amazing.
So he plays a good sort of bad guy.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Not a bad guy, but an annoying guy.
Everybody means well in the show. There's no bad people.
Well, Caleb, I know you, at your ripe age of 13, have a lot of theater credits behind you as well. So this is not your first show being done. You've done some shows with some other theaters in town. Yeah. Tell us about your prior experience before coming to this show.
When I was 5, I did my first show with TBA, Hansel and Gretel. Then I did a ton of other shows with them, Christmas Carol and a few others. And a few years ago, I did a Cyrano's show, The Night Thoreau Spent in Jail, and a Anchorage Opera show, and I played Fat Sam and Bugsy Malone.
So you've done quite a lot of theater before now.
Yeah.
So James, how's it like working with a 13-year-old pro like you're working with here?
It's been good. It's community theater, but this is like the most professional cast I think I've worked with. Everybody is across the board amazing in this show. And Caleb over here has been doing a great job.
Thank you.
We have to stop sometime because he cracks me up so much on stage.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Caleb Swan and James Jensen, talking about ACT's production of 1,000 Clowns.
You know, James, before the show, we were talking about Herb Gardner and this type of show being done back in the early 60s, and we made the connection that there's kind of a similarity between this style of show and some of Neil Simon's early plays. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
I've done Neil Simon plays. I mean, I played Felix Unger in The Odd Couple on that. And I think most people know Neil Simon. He's a person who deals with serious issues in funny ways. And that's exactly what this show is. I mean, I've taken care of this kid, and I've got the social workers coming in. They tell me, you know, either you got to settle down and get a job, or we're going to take the kid away and put him with another family. And that's a serious issue. But it's done from Murray's perspective by him. If Murray's the kind of person, if there's a joke to be made, he'll find a way to make it.
And Caleb, you're about to tag onto that. Tell us something about that.
Yeah, basically what he said, he really wants to keep me and I really want to stay, but due to what he likes and stuff, he does not want to get a job and he doesn't want to, you know, become part of society.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the other characters. You also mentioned there's Leo, who was your former boss. Mm-hmm. You also have some social workers who come to see you. Tell us a little bit about those characters as well.
Yeah, there's Albert and Sandy, the two social workers that show up at the house. And Albert's the very serious guy. And Sandy's a warm person. She's the psychologist part of this team. Mm-hmm. And they show up at the house, and they try to deal with him. And, of course, Murray just makes jokes about almost the whole time that they're there. And Albert tries to move on, wants to go to the next case, and Sandy insists that they stay there. And they actually have an argument there on stage, and they have a personal relationship also. So he leaves, and Sandy stays because she really wants to stay and help out. And so then her and Murray then have a relationship after that.
Which is good. But yeah. I take it it has a happy ending.
Well, I don't want to give away the ending.
Yeah.
It has a satisfying ending, I think. I love how this ends. I love how everything in the play ties up into the end. It's all connected.
That does sound like
like a Neil Simon type
like
play,
Neil Simon
where
play.
Things
yeah.
do end up satisfactorily, yeah. though not necessarily happily.
Right.
Right. You mentioned there's kind of a love interest in this story as well. So the play's a comedy as well as kind of a romantic, or is there some romance in the show?
There is some romance in the show. Sandy had a relationship, which I don't know what it was, with Albert. And then when he leaves, she stays there. And then they start becoming dear to each other. And Murray says, you know, Sandy starts losing herself in now that she's lost her job and stuff, losing identity. That's where the title of the play comes from, because Sandy says, well, I don't even know who I am anymore. And then Murray says, you know, it's just that there's all these Sandras running around who you've never met before. And it's confusing at first, fantastic, like a Chinese fire drill. But it's kind of like one of those cars in the circus. This tiny red car comes out, putters around, and suddenly 1,000 clowns pop out, whooping and hollering. And he tries to comfort her by that and saying, you know, we all have all these different people in us, and you don't have to like be what you thought you were.
Oh, that's interesting.
Great line.
I was going to ask you about the title of the show, so thank you for answering my question before.
Nothing
I
to do with a circus or
anything. Speaking of circuses, this is a strange segue, but the set for this play, I'm sure, is extraordinary because it's a New York apartment, is that right? There's two different places in the show. Is it just primarily in the apartment?
It's mostly in the apartment. The second act opens in Murray's brother's office because he's the successful brother. And then we've talked about this a lot. The two brothers, I guess, used to be somewhere in the middle, and one went way further outside the system, and one went back further into the system. And they have their own little thing. They have their arguments like brothers do, and they have the part where they're both trying to make each other be what they used to be. But they can't go back in time, so they have to move forward somehow.
As one who has a brother and a sister, I understand that completely.
Well, Caleb, let's get back with you for a moment. In your 13 years of being on the stage, and you've mm-hmm. accomplished quite a bit, I want to ask you as an actor, how have you approached this part? Have you brought some things? Do you have a relationship with an uncle that you were pulling mm-hmm. some information from this? Or how are you approaching this part as a nephew?
Well, there's something about uncles that you just love. There's the dad who is like, do your homework. And then the uncle who says, do your homework later. Let's watch TV. At least that's how it is with my uncles.
That's why my nieces like me so much. So you're sort of tied into that idea of the uncle versus the father. Interesting. So do you see any sort of father-type relationship with your...
Well, yeah, since Murray's raised me, I do think of him as a father, but that doesn't mean we have any less fun together.
So he's a fun kind of character to play with.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a delightful comedy.
It is. It's
with interesting characters and a really kind of tender plot that people can relate to. At least people who have children can relate to.
Or nephews. And we can see some nice chemistry going on between the two of you here in the studio, so I'm sure that transfers to the stage. And this wonderful comedy, A Thousand Clowns by Herb Gardner, opening March the 7th over at Anchorage Community Theater. I want to thank you for being on Stage Talk this week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Completely. I should mention your names. Caleb Swan and James Jensen. And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Alaska Theater of Youth is offering classes in several acting categories during their Spring Break Boot Camp. For information, call 338-4901 or go to admin@alaskatheaterofyouth.org.
Anchorage Opera's production of Deventerizer will show at the Wilda Marston Library on March 12th to 16th, with performances Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
At Cyrano's, you can see Jihad Jones and the Kalashnikov Babes by Yusuf Elgindi. The play will run through March the 9th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
UAA Theater's presentation of Tennessee Williams' The Night of the Iguana runs through this weekend through March 2nd. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3, and it was directed by my partner. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
East High is presenting Little Shop of Horrors. This is its final weekend. Performances are at East High School Auditorium at 4025 East Northern Lights. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tickets available at East High or at the door.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts production of Pollyanna runs through March 9th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
And finally, Anchorage Community Theater is presenting the Herb Gardner play, A Thousand Clowns, directed by David Flavin, opening next weekend, March 7th, and running through March the 30th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.